Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Competitive Strategy Techniques for Analyzing Industries and Competitors is a landmark business strategy book by Michael E. Porter that analyzes how firms compete and how industry structure shapes profitability, first published in 1980. It is not a textbook of isolated tactics, but a framework-driven guide to understanding competition at the industry level, the company level, and the strategic group level. Porter's central purpose is to help managers, investors, and analysts diagnose the forces that determine whether an industry is attractive and where sustainable advantage can be created. The book is especially known for introducing the Five Forces framework and for organizing strategy around generic positions such as cost leadership, differentiation, and focus. Its influence comes from translating complex competitive behavior into a disciplined method for analysis rather than intuition alone. That makes it both a foundational management work and a practical reference for anyone studying how firms earn superior returns. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the five forces explain industry profitability. The most influential idea in the book is the five forces framework, which shows that profitability depends on more than direct rivalry. Porter argues that industries are shaped by the threat of new entrants, the threat of substitutes, the bargaining power of buyers, the bargaining power of suppliers, and the intensity of rivalry among existing competitors. These forces determine how much value firms can retain and how much pressure is created by the market structure itself. The importance of the framework is that it shifts attention away from simple market share thinking and toward the underlying economics of competition. A company may appear strong in isolation, but still face weak profitability if entry barriers are low, substitutes are easy to access, or buyers can demand lower prices. By mapping these forces systematically, managers can identify where advantage is defensible and where the industry is structurally unattractive. This is one reason the book remains foundational. It connects strategy to industry-level economics rather than to short-term tactics alone. Secondly, generic strategies as distinct paths to competitive advantage. Porter's three generic strategies, cost leadership, differentiation, and focus, are presented as clear ways to build a defensible market position. Cost leadership means offering acceptable value at lower cost than rivals, allowing a firm to compete on price while preserving margins through efficiency. Differentiation means creating uniqueness that customers value enough to pay for, whether through product features, service, branding, or capabilities. Focus narrows attention to a specific segment, geography, or buyer group, making it possible to serve a defined market better than broader competitors. The strategic value of this chapter is that it forces firms to choose rather than imitate everyone at once. Porter warns that trying to combine all strategies without discipline often leads to being stuck in the middle, where a company lacks both low cost and clear differentiation. The model is influential because it turns strategy into a matter of coherent positioning. Instead of asking only how to sell more, it asks how to compete in a way that is difficult for rivals to copy. Thirdly, competitor analysis as a structured reading of rivals' behavior. A major contribution of the book is its framework for competitor analysis, which treats rivals as strategic actors whose behavior can be anticipated through careful observation. Porter emphasizes that competitors are not fully random. They send signals through pricing, capacity changes, product launches, and market moves. The book explains that understanding a rival requires identifying its objectives, assumptions, current strategy, and capabilities. This approach helps managers interpret whether a competitor is likely to respond aggressively, defend its position, or avoid direct confrontation. The practical value is high because it replaces reactive decision-making with a disciplined assessment of likely behavior. A company that misreads a rival may trigger price wars, overinvest in weak markets, or miss openings where competitors are distracted. Porter's framework matters because it links intelligence gathering to strategic action. Competitor analysis is not just about collecting information. It is about using that information to forecast responses and shape moves that improve a firm's position relative to others in the same industry. Fourthly, industry structure, strategic groups, and evolution over time. The book goes beyond a static view of competition by showing that industries have internal structure and change over time. Porter introduces the idea of strategic groups, meaning clusters of firms that pursue similar strategies and therefore face comparable pressures. This helps explain why some rivals are close competitors, even if they differ in size, and why barriers between groups can protect certain positions. He also examines industry evolution, including emerging industries, fragmented markets, maturity, and decline. Each stage brings different strategic problems. Early markets may be unstable, mature markets may be crowded and price sensitive, and declining markets may require harvesting rather than expansion. This perspective is important because it teaches readers to analyze not just where an industry is now, but where it is heading. A strategy that works in an emerging sector may fail in a mature one. By linking structure to life cycle stage, Porter gives managers a way to think about timing, adaptation, and the changing nature of competition rather than treating industries as fixed environments. Lastly, practical tools for market entry, vertical integration, and market signaling. Another reason the book stands out is its focus on applied strategic decisions, not only abstract theory. Porter offers methods for choosing new industries, evaluating entry barriers, interpreting market signals, and deciding on moves such as vertical integration or capacity expansion. These topics matter because strategy often becomes concrete at the point of investment, entering a business, expanding production, or deciding whether to control more of the value chain. The book helps managers ask whether integration will strengthen bargaining power, improve coordination, or simply add unnecessary complexity. It also treats market signals as important clues, since rival actions can indicate expectations about growth, capacity discipline, or willingness to fight. This practical orientation makes the book especially useful for managers and analysts who need to justify decisions under uncertainty. Rather than offering generic advice, Porter provides a vocabulary for evaluating real strategic choices. The result is a framework that can be used both to diagnose industries and to guide specific competitive moves with greater discipline. In conclusion, competitive strategy techniques for analyzing industries and competitors should be read by managers, MBA students, investors, consultants, and anyone who needs to understand why some firms earn superior returns while others struggle in the same market. Its main benefit is analytical discipline. It gives readers a repeatable way to assess industry structure, competitor behavior, and strategic positioning before making major decisions. Compared with many strategy books that focus on leadership stories, execution tips, or broad business philosophy, Porter's work is more structural and more exacting. It asks readers to think about forces, trade-offs, market boundaries, and the logic of rivalry. That is what makes it stand out in the field. The book does not promise easy answers, but it gives a durable method for asking better questions. For readers who want a foundation in competitive analysis, it remains one of the most important references in modern business strategy because it connects theory directly to profitability, market power, and long-term positioning. If you would like to support Michael E. Porter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.